My Parents Are Out of Control, written by Pete Johnson and read by Daniel Hill.
An important message. This diary does not exaggerate. At times it might sound kind of unbelievable, but it all really happened to me. And it could happen to you too. In fact, it probably will. But you needn't worry about that. Not with me to help you. So I suggest you read my diary twice. The first time, just sit back and enjoy it. And if you'd care to laugh at any of my jokes, you'd make me really happy. Then, the second time, sit forward and concentrate. You might even want to take some notes. Then afterwards, you'll know exactly what to do the moment your parents... But I'm jumping ahead. So I'll stop here and see you over the page. Louis the Laugh. Chapter 1. Mum and Dad learn some new words. Friday, 20th of September, 6 p.m. Mum and Dad had just peeked round the bedroom door. Once they'd have barged right in and sat down and watched me do my homework. They never let me alone. Whenever I looked up, there they were. In fact, if I was in the loo for more than 2 minutes, they'd call out, "Are you all right? And I hope you're doing something educational in there." Parent fatigue. That's what I suffered from. Until they decided they were getting too pushy and reformed their ways. So now they just hiss at me from the doorway. "So how's the revision going then, Louis?" asked Dad. I couldn't tell them the truth. I like to protect them from the harsher realities of life. But I'll tell you, dear diary, later. So I just said vaguely, "Oh, pretty good." "By the way," said Dad, "my new boss is coming round tonight for a meal." "This is a bit sudden," I said. "I bet he just invited himself." Dad gave a little smile. "Something like that. And I bet he looks as if he's been dead for 3 days," I went on. "Just like your last boss did." "That's where you're wrong," said Dad. "He's quite young, and he just wants to get to know all his managers and their families informally." Dad gave another small smile. "And tonight, we're the lucky ones." "He'll be here about 7 o'clock, said Mum. "The excitement is unbearable," I said. Then a terrible thought struck me. "I'm not going to have to wear a suit, am I?" "It'll only be for a couple of hours," said Mum. I groaned loudly. "And I suppose when he arrives, you want me to bow, curtsy, and throw petals at him?" "No, just be yourself," said Dad. "Really?" I grinned. "Well, more or less," added Dad hastily. 6:15 p.m. My parents have gone now, so I can tell you what I've been keeping from them. We had a big history test last week, which everyone in my year at school had to take. Now written at the top of my paper in blood red is my result. I got 4%. Looking on the bright side, that's better than 3%, not to mention 2%, and I could really look down on anyone who got 1%. Only no one did. I got the lowest. Felt a right melon. But I've only been at this school for 2 weeks so far, and they're much further ahead in history than at my last one. At my old school, we hadn't even reached the 18th century, while here they've hurtled through most of it already. If you're remotely interested, which I'm sure you aren't. Anyway, they've said I can resit the exam next Tuesday. Only my parents think I'm sitting it for the first time next week. Meanwhile, my school is expecting me to spend every second wading through all the mountains of notes they've given me to catch up. Just looking at them makes my head hurt. Plus, I've got a big problem. I have this very rare medical condition. I'm severely allergic to homework. Just last week at home, I recklessly pulled out a maths textbook, and straight away my face started to really tingle. The very next morning, a giant red spot landed there. So to protect my skin, really, I've been avoiding homework ever since. But here's the good news. The brilliant news! Well, you get the idea. School is of no importance to me. In fact, I could leave now. Well, I have finally mastered the alphabet and can count to about 4, and that's all I need for my real life. Making people laugh. Even as I'm writing this diary, I'm trying to think of something funny to tell you. My thoughts are full of jokes all the time, so there's really only one job I can do, and certainly only one job I want to do. Be a comedian!